Shalom, everybody. Please excuse my sore throat, but in this week's Parsha, when Yosef sends word to Yaakov that he is alive, the Torah says in Perek Memhei Pasuk Chav Zayin that Yaakov vayar es ha'agalos asher shalach Yosef laseisoso vatechi ruach Yaakov avihem. Yaakov saw the wagons that Yosef sent, and Yaakov's spirit was revived. Yosef had sent wagons to his father Yaakov, and the Torah tells us that when Yaakov saw those wagons, he was revived, he was comforted. And on that Pasuk, Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Medrash in Breishis Rabba, Parsha Tzadi Dalid, that Yaakov did not just see Yosef's wagons, agalot, but he saw Yosef's eglot, the calves. What does that mean? Rashi says that Yosef was sending a message to Yaakov. The last thing you and I learned together was about Egla Arufa. Egla Arufa is that halach in Parshas Shoftim, which applies to a mace mitzvah, a person who dies and we don't know who did it. So the elders and the Talmidei Chachamim of the closest city perform a whole ceremony, including breaking the neck of a calf, Egla Arufa, and they proclaim that they were not responsible for this man's death. And that was Yosef's message. I sent calves to you to show you, Yaakov, I remember the last thing you and I learned together was Egla Arufa. And that is what made Yaakov's spirit revived. That's what comforted him. And the question is, what is going on? What's this Medrash teaching us? What's the message? And what made Yaakov comforted once he saw this message of the Egla Arufa? Excuse me. Many Mefarshim offer beautiful explanations to this question. In the FMT from 2 years ago, I presented one explanation, and 3 years ago, another. For today's FMT, I'd like to share two beautiful explanations of this Medrash from the Shemin HaTov. It's the second Shemin HaTov in 2 days. Shemin HaTov, Rav Dov Zev Weinberger Shlita. And again, it's found in the first volume of the Shemin HaTov. The first answer of the Shemin HaTov explaining this Medrash is this. As just mentioned, part of the Egla Arufa ceremony is that the elders and Talmidei Chachamim of the closest city must declare publicly that they were not responsible for this man's death. It's an incredible thing. The greatest people of that city, the leaders, the Talmidei Chachamim, the sages, they have to be involved in this with this person, with this stranger, with this victim that seems to have no family, no status, doesn't belong to any club or any clique. And the leaders and the sages and the Talmidei Chachamim can't say, well, we're too important for this. But they certainly do not say that this man is not important enough for me to pay attention to him. The halacha of the Egla Arufa teaches us, among other things, that the leaders must care about everyone, not just the influential people, not just the people with connections, but everyone. And that is the message that Yosef sent to his father that comforted Yaakov. I am the second in command of all of Egypt. I work hard to take care of an entire country, but I have not forgotten what you have taught me. No matter how high one rises, one can never forget that everyone is important. Everyone matters. That's the first explanation of the Shemin HaTov. And his second explanation is this. If you look in Parshas Shoftim, where the mitzvah of Egla Arufa appears, the Torah describes the deceased victim, the Meis Mitzvah. The Torah there says in Devarim, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, that if you find a person, a Meis Mitzvah, lying in the field, and lo noda mihikau, he's found in the field, and it's not known who killed him. That's a Meis Mitzvah. No one knows who killed him. No one knows what happened to him. It was all bidei shamayim. And that is what Yosef was telling his father. All these years, you thought that the fancy coat cause these troubles. You thought that your unique love for me caused these problems. You thought that the dreams caused these problems. All that is not true. Look at the eglot. Remember the egla arufa. Lo nodami kahu. No one knows who killed him. It was all bidei shamayim. All of this was needed so that Bnei Yisrael could get to Egypt. That's it. It was all part of Hashem's plan. No reason to be sad. No reason to feel guilty. No reason to beat yourself up. It's all bidei shamayim. Hashem has orchestrated all of this. And that comforted Yaakov greatly. Vatechi ruach Yaakov avihem. Have an amazing day, everyone.